Begin the current daf, Maseches Baba Kama, daf Samach Beis, begin that off. Begin Tais Matzah, begin the Gemara, but when we say this, not like Betech Shalai, when he lights it in the fire in his own property, but like Betech Shalchaber, and then goes and lights up in his friend's property. Not like Betech Shalchaber, but if you live in his friend's property, Mishal Mekam Shabetech, he has to be whatever's inside of it. Claim, in other words, Bedobah Shadarka. Something that is normal, Kugur Medigim, Beklei Boker, these are the tools of the threshing and of the cattle, of Aronikim Begodish. But regarding a treasure chest in the pile of grain, let me have everybody in there, don't hold you liable. Now, we were precise regarding all those previously mentioned shame that you have to pay whatever's inside of it. That Rabban agreed to Yehuda, which no matter what's inside, that is only talking about. We say the word maidim. So those types of words would seem to indicate that yeah, the chum are on the same wavelength as Yehuda. Well, over here, the words are when do we say this? And Rabban Masai Mefarshi, they explain their own teachings. They're not going on the teachings of Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore it would only be something that is normal, not something that's not normal. Next, this amount of the mother, Shem Mishal Medimesak, only pays the amount of barley in all these cases that were described. Where Taisa says it must be Tumah, but Malik B'Tev Shalayar. It must be Tumah where he lit the fire in his own property. Because Dibma Malik B'Tev Shalayar, if these are Tumah where they lit it in the friend's property, so the case regarding when they said it was barley and turns out it was wheat, why would they not have to pay wheat? But you saw it's wheat and you burnt it. And so too, the Gemara Shulchan compares it, L'Naisin Dinner Zav L'Isha. He gives a golden coin to a woman, and he says to her, it's silver. Pasha when she's negligent regarding it. Because, yeah, that's when you, let's say, it's like the equivalent of letting your own property, and it goes into the other person's property where you didn't know what it was. And therefore, by the negligent case, not when she did it actively, yeah, shalom b'chayiv for the lesser. But if you see, then, yeah, you will be chayiv for what you actually did for chidin. Yehuda holds you liable for what's hidden, for the mazik of age, etc. We try to really say the Rabban, not have a little name, but even according to Rabban, we could have said the same thing. The also takana the bira that we made the institution regarding a building b'chol dava, regarding whatever's inside. Ubagodish b'medigin, and regarding a pile of grain, there it's only by what's normal for it to be inside of it. That this takan of nigzal, that he gets to square what's inside, that it's even by something that's totally unexpected, like a treasure chest in the pile of grain. But really, the takan of nigzal would apply by age according to Rabbanan also. Next is, like, did they make the takan of nigzal by someone that was informed on or not? Now, Christopher Ralphus, the Riff writes, where actually there's witnesses who saw that he informed them. And even money, and of course, he lost his money. But we just don't know how much. And that is the question, does he get to swear how much? Take a look at that. Now, I'll take it to money. Any ticket that we have regarding monetary law, go legally. And therefore, he cannot go ahead and collect. Shimon of High going Kosov, Shish Bavitl Mechsa, that he swears he takes half, because I'll call take it the money, and you take it by monetary law, you split. But Vayner Lareed, Lechayev Klam Shem Tekur, doesn't appear correct to the read that you should make a person liable because of a Tekui when it's not definitive and you want to try to collect your general sandwich of Ekbal of Rai. Now, but Bain Tamifar, she explains the Hach Bayim that this question must be talking about that Kisham Lisa Machish Es Ha Nimser. That the informer is contradicting the one that was informed on, which was Dumid Nigzal Shavuos, similar to the case of the victim of theft and burden of Sadler Shavuos and of the Dalman Beis, the Gaza Machisha that the robber denies. Let's say that the informer himself doesn't know how much. Then, yeah, the one that was informed on could swear how much the loss was, and then he could take that amount. Well, the reader, according to the reader, appears to have, but this question actually, even if the former does not know, which is dumin de takana snikchol, which is similar to this takana of the victim, that beisha regarding his fire, shein amavi yudei kama hivsid hanizik, that he doesn't know what was the loss of the victim. Dumin boy lebemonsa, that the question is regarding the so not like what we just said that it's only if he contradicts, but if he doesn't know, then he gets swear. It says no, we even told him where he doesn't know. Because that's the case of like an age that you don't know. And that's what I ask you, the Bible said, did we make the Takandas an exile even when he doesn't know, which is the equivalent of what we're asking comparing to the Mazgav Eish or not? The words of the mother, The question is, would a person put a pearl in this money box or not? Now, Tyson explains, the question is not, do we suspect that to be the case, and could he be believed to swear to that effect? No, the question is, even if we have witnesses, we know there was a pearl inside. What's the question? Because the mazik, maybe he shouldn't have entertained that there would be over here, and we would not make him liable for that. And Tyson just the obvious question. We don't say, my habalik abed aske, what are you doing over here? What are you damaging? Who asked you to do this damage? As we previously said, no, because you can literally give the angel a nuchikla. It's not normal for people to put over there, and they would not hold them liable. And beloy damal adin zav del el, which that's what Tez is coming from. It's not similar to the case of the golden zav that we mentioned before. The boy lila sukatay detay, because there you actually do have to be concerned more. The am shemikin that maybe the person says, although they said it was silver and really it was gold, and they would hold you liable because what are you doing about damaging it? More than just being negligent, because the yagi, the person is afraid. She might see dash she zav. If the woman would have known that it's gold, she wouldn't have taken upon the job of watching it. And therefore, even though he said it was silver, you have to expect maybe it's gold. And also, it's also not similar to the case of the treasure chest in the pile of grain. Because it is more normal to put at least a jewel in the money box. So although over there we say that you're not going to be chayv, maybe here you would be chayv. More, but Vein Lefash don't explain which what types of interpretation coming to exclude from. Maybe the question is regarding the oath. He's also Tekanis Nigzel, did they make Tekanis Nigzel to believe him to swear to that effect or not? And that we should just believe him that the jewel was there. No, if that's the case, Mahayim, what's he telling you about? It's not a Mishnah. What do you mean? Mine's a Mishnah saying, what does that have to do with a Mishnah? Mishnah doesn't talk about that. It talks about the way Tay's interpretation is. That what do we expect you? To be liable for what you're expected for, to say, oh, that it's normal to have these stuff in the house. But regarding Shavua, to believe you, that doesn't say an emission, and therefore it's obviously Tay's interpretation. You can't like Tay's master to begin with the words, so Tay's explains, regarding the biblical terminology, there's no difference between Gaz and Chamsin. They're both the same thing. And here the Gemara's question is, what's the difference between the rabbinic gazel and the rabbinic chamsin? That we added on who was going to be apostle for ages because of their flawed status. Rafashner explained that gazel is someone that's loyob dam, he doesn't give money. And Ubimatis Chesha Bekotten. And regarding it's someone, if it's a find of a definite natural mind, it could make a hassan, like the Gemara explains with it, the ain't possible in the Torah, that it's not biblically prohibited. So that's a gazlan, but it's rabbinically, and the one who takes it without money is gazlan, the one who gives money is a chamsin. It just must be the word of the Gemara, chamsin yob dami. Chamsin is someone who gives money. Now, more of a synthesis, but it must be talking about where the victim doesn't say I'm willing, as the Gemara explains. Now that's like we said regarding the rabbinic halacha. That's who the chamsin of Minat Torah, but biblically in the apostle is not invalid. El heichad lo yavdami, only if he doesn't give money at all. Heichad yavdami, but where he gives money kasher, he's still an upstanding person. Even if the victim did not say I want, because af apisha ever alav the leisachma, even though now the person violated the negative prohibition of not to lust after other people's things. I mean, the Gemara says b'mitzid of heim abeis. The Tosef over there explains the mask below, leisachmed leinshi, because leisachmed, the prohibition of leisachmed leinshi below dummy mashmal. People think it means that only if you're going to want and take someone else's things without giving money, and therefore he's still kosher because he's giving money. But he doesn't mechil. This is brought in the end of the sugya of Kofi Tesmen after Maisi. The Gemara brings mechamas bnei Yehuda that from their chamsonis of the people of Judea that fill echad yob dummy. Even to give his money, have a ki ilu night lishma, says like as if he's taking his soul. I thought giving money is not a problem. Love drasha gemurhi. No, it's not a bona fide drasha because Ben Atari was saying it's not a problem. It's all smach ba'amo. It's just an illusion because the chamsin the krah and the gazlan the loyav dam, because when it's mentioned chamsin the pasuk, it really means gazlan, which doesn't give money. And but like we're saying biblically, it's not a problem. If we're saying. Even if you don't give money, as long as he says, write to me. But because if he gives money, he's kosher even if the person doesn't say, write to me. So, you're going to say, wait a second, give him the chamsin, you have dummy.
Since Chamza gives money, Pasim Dravana is rabbinically invalid. Same Cain. If that's the case, Gamin Pesha Magzum. The Gemara says, Mansa Hema base. Turns over there, the Masabu like discusses this. Elohim Ravuna, then this Ravuna says, Majbina Seshwaj and Bashu. So we make the guy swear that he takes an oath that it's not in his property. So even though he's exempt, but maybe he really still has it. Nema Miga Dik Chashid says the Gemara, well, we should say, because he suspects. On the mummies that he's holding on to it, to, how can we believe him with his oath? And Shanti Gamaran says, no, he's saying he doesn't think it's a problem. He says, oh, I'm just going to pay for it because I'm paying for it, but he really still has it. He says, Taisis, Mikam Mokum, but however, Matir, it's Bakah, what is Gamaran answering with this? But if he's holding on to the deposit in his hand, and he wants to get himself off the hook by forcibly making the owner take money, but then he's a chamsin. The puzzle is showing their money is rabbinically invalid. So should still say that since he suspects real money, he's chashed on the shvuah. However, you're right, rabbinically fine, but we're just saying by gazan d'iraisa in lechiyach, he cannot prove that he won't be suspect on his shvuah. Right, rabbinically could be, but that's regarding the biblical halacha. By Morava says there's the chamsin draban and kashu. Truth is that a chamsin that's rabbinic is kashu because they're in the pasal achachriza law. They're not invalid until they make an announcement on him. So it's not inherent, and therefore a chamsin draban could still be kashu. Kedam per exaber like dimas and sanedin like chovav and beitz. The film who yedua shenas a chamsin is even if it's known they became a chamsin in this way. Maybe the chum did not see fit to invalidate him through this. And begam lelahach is also not to make an announcement. And because it could be the lavki kishakel b'chotim b'Israel about kachay d'bam. Only if he actively went and snatched it from the owner. Whereas over here, it actually came beheter. So therefore, it's going to be different than just a regular chamsin. When you actually take it from the other person. Now, if I'm actually kaparach, now Tosis is bothered. Now, okay, what was the questioner asking? That said, name Megin the Chashav Chulu, Avgav the Havad the Kimlan. Although we know that clear, the Gazan Rabbanu by Achraza, it's true. Rabbanu Gazan needs to have an announcement. Vein Nivsal Dacha Achraza, and it only becomes valid until after the announcement. So the question is, so what was even the Gemara asking? Kalikal Lehevi de Ravuna. You're right. They only brought the words Ravuna. Elam Shem the Magsha, because the Gemara is asking about Obavale Sachman, and it was regarding the prohibition of Leisachman that we're asking. Well, you know, actually, the Gemara's question was, Kimish HaPatatz Ben Masha Torah Negin Boi Nebdu, since he's getting himself hooked by saying there's still no laws, Ben Misham Damim, and he's not really paying money, Ella, it's only Lefisha in the Ritz Leshav, it's only because he doesn't want to swear. Ben Mayu Paitim in the Shvua, and if he would have let himself off the hook with an oath, Ben Misham Kulm, he wouldn't pay anything, that's what's saying, Ben Nim Migi B'chulu, then you say, well, he's really suspect on the money, so then, he should be Chashir HaShvua. Misham the Gemara says, no, Mayu Paitim in B'chulu, he's Mayu Hatta, etc. And that is vegana. How you put him in a shvua? Maybe even if you would let him off the hook from the oath, Shem mekumekin. How you misham dam? Maybe he actually would still pay the money. Vishem akav bekadim biyad because he's holding out the deposit in his hand. Oh, and therefore lahachi lechashem amayin. It's not really a suspect on the money, and therefore, as long as they didn't make the announcement, he can still go ahead and make a shvua.